pale rooftop tukiwa kwenye dojo, na mimi ni mgenge, true story zangu zijulikana, nikichoma mume wa mdedi, nikishika partner wasishindwi, nikishika cake ni pia ukata na mdedi.
Mew hang na wasupu, mew hang pia na mapedi. Last night zilikuwa zimeshika John likuwa ni dedi. Nilidishi edibles na nja John ilimedi. Nilipata self-esteem nikachipo hao makeki. Wakadai kumanga tenje kumbe mini mdedli. Wakadai kumanga tenje juu mili kwa mlevi. Niliflip walai, nilitaka msupa petita na ass. Mrefu kidogo na class, anaweza kusave that cash. Fika mechi ana gas, nikimpea teo ana pass. Kuvuruga nayo siyo was, kuvuruga nayo siyo was. I'm sorry baby, sina manzi nataka kupata tudo. Ati haunaga job, si ufike basi uniblow. Sus boys, sus boys, sus boys.
Wagwan beautiful people, welcome to another rendition of the Dojo Nosi podcast. My name is Jacob, aka the Black Aristotle. Dojo is a Japanese word for a place of high meditation and thinking. Nosi is a Greek word for knowledge. I am neither Japanese nor Greek. I am but Kenyan. But I will start today's episode with a story from America, where President Joe Biden will pardon all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession. So obviously, in Kenya, the former government spy and presidential aspirant turned hyena castrator, or you know, possible hyena castrator, George Wajakoya was a big proponent of vitamins, something we like to call vitamins, THC. Now, without you know giving my own personal perception, you know, these things are in the world, they are for people to you know use them, discover them. But again, in moderation, now how to moderate it is according to oneself. Because who am I to tell you what is good or bad for you? Now, when it comes to President Biden, what he has done is given a, you know, a federal pardon. So it is still upon the, you know, states to decide. American politicians figured a way to do something without doing anything. Talking about nothing, I don't know if many of you are familiar with Binance or Bitcoin. So Binance, which is one of the world's biggest crypto exchange, probably the world's biggest crypto exchange, was hacked and around $100 million worth of Bitcoin was stolen. Yeah, so hivi tu ndio mnaendelea kuwashwa. The Bitcoins ni crazy right now. Obviously, some people will maybe get to the other side and what it sema they told us so. But crazier things are happening even closer to home. Like I saw in Baringo County, snakes have been terrorizing people to the degree where 387 people have been beaten and 6 are dead. First of all, somebody fucked a snake. Like, there is no way. Like, snakes will just decide to come and bite 400 people, man. They're like, what are we talking about? Like, I can't even remember the last time I saw a snake. You're not counting, you know, my friends. Shots fired. The last time I saw a snake was a very long time ago. But yeah, residents of Baringo County are working on snakes. And apparently we have an international snake bite day, which is September 19th. I think that's so. Why would snake bites be given a day? Is it to create you people? Snakes are biting people. We have to be aware now. We're creating awareness, so we have to have a day to commemorate international awareness. And Baringo does not have antivenom, which is why people are dying. Like, these are things you don't think about. Nzomo na nyoka never do me dead bado in 2022 in Kenya. So yeah, tafakari haya. More crazier things are happening. I saw, there's always crazy things when you leave your child in a house with another human being, regardless of how much you want to pay them. So a 20-year-old household has been sentenced to 5 years for feeding a 5-month-old baby nozzle mucus and dirt from her private parts. Buda, unashanga mtoto wako kwa 5 years na kuna yeast infection. Unashanga ametoa wapi? But yeah, man, households are crazy. I remember always blaming our household. The household we had when I was a kid for exposing me to pornography. But, you know, when I was recounting my experiences, and after, you know, when you know when you grow up, is when you can now understand everyone's character. Yeah, I've changed my suspect from the household to one of my uncles. But the household is still culpable. No one is free.
Life.
Now, I found myself rewatching a lot of old shows, a lot of shows I used to watch as a kid. And probably I'll have a movie review type thing coming up. More nostalgic, more than anything. Now, I was watching this show called Heroes. I don't know if many of you are familiar with it. When I was a kid, it used to broadcast on KTN. It is an American drama series. It used to broadcast on KTN. And then the older I got, I realized there's this thing called the internet where you can, you know, go and stream movies and things of that nature. So it came out in around 2006. And it's basically about people developing superhuman abilities and, you know, trying to save the world. Now, as I was watching it, just the first couple of episodes, I was like, right, do these people actually have superhuman abilities, or they think they do? You know, sometimes the mind is very powerful. Now, I'm a skeptic. I've always been skeptic about things like manifestation and the power of the subconscious. But, you know, the more you live, the more you find yourself either living your greatest fear or your greatest desire. It depends on what you allow to win. You know, some people are driven by fear, some people are driven by desire. I would like to believe I have a healthy balance of both, because I believe, you know, life is the art of duality, living is the art of duality. Most spiritual guides, you know, start from the yin and yang, we talk about the chi, balancing chakras. I think for me, chakras is just too much. Like, you should have used 6 stones. It's only too many things. Mini stone, I'm only here in meditation. Nakukua rock hard. It's only enough difficult. I don't know if I'm using it. Anyway, so I was just like, it's just too much reading. Yeah? Yeah, too much things to subscribe to. And I think that is how we fall into ideologies. Because I tend to believe or to think, or I've seen the perception that people who are either super spiritual are perceived to be, you know, smarter or more intelligent than, you know, somebody who's going for a more simplistic belief. But, you know, there's also something to find within simplicity. When you overcomplicate everything, you find yourself following things you don't even understand, which is, you know, fine. Half of everything is faith. You have to walk blindly. The time you have to believe that whatever you're doing will at some day and something change for you. Like I always say, you're working hard every day to be overnight successes. Yeah, so I was just watching this show, and the more I watch it, the more I'm like, wow, these people are just seeing these things in their head. Because as much as, you know, you're special, because, you know, we all want to believe you're special, otherwise there's no purpose in living. But so what is ordinary now? Are we like a whole planet of superheroes? Is that the epitome of civilization? When people always talk about, you know, living, especially when I see people get successful or just develop even with themselves, we have a tendency of leaving people behind. We look at leaving people behind as a measurement of, you know, how successful we are, like how many friends. Because every time, and I'm trying, you know, in the quest for development, you try to put yourself in different rooms. And one of the funniest rooms I've ever been in is with a motivational speaker, you know, or just somebody who believes they can, you know, inspire, because they've decided that whatever success they have achieved is good enough to, you know, convince other people to develop your habits, you know, and be like you and pattern themselves after you in some way or another. So most of them always, you know, be like, yes, I had friends, but I had to leave those friends to, you know, move my individual, but my own way and achieve my own level of success or whatever. And nowhere within this will you hear them say like, rah, yeah, as I was succeeding and developing and leaving people behind, at no point did I think of, you know, coming back for them, helping. And, you know, I understand it is nobody's prerogative to help anybody. Living is a very selfish thing. And even for most of us, you know, right now, we still make our choices, you know, based on our parents or our guardians or, you know, those we care about. Especially as young adults, you want to please your parents, you want to please your friends, you want to please yourself. So, but you always find yourself either being second or third. You know, you want to please your coworkers, you want to please your boss, you want to please everywhere you are always, you know, aiming to satisfy somebody else, for lack of a better word. Now, of course, that is a part of life. You cannot live life individually, you cannot live life by yourself, for yourself. You have to live with people. We do exist in a society. We find ourselves in communities. We might not like it. Like, sometimes it's you have to even, you know, do some things for your neighbor, which is always weird. Like, you don't have to, you bought a system with 8 speakers. You don't have to listen to all 8 speakers playing music every day, all the time. So, you know, things like that. You always have to keep your community clean, be it. And yeah, I understand some shit, like, I had a person in the neighborhood who basically set up a sting operation for, you know, people, for myself and people like me, who like to go for long short walks in the hood. We like to go for long walks in the estate. So to go you're going for a walk, like, you know, just in the estate. So for those people like to take long walks in the estate, this dude was like, I don't like you, like, in this part of the ends all the time, a group of you. And, you know, we are Kenyans, we are young Kenyans, so we have an ability, affinity to do things in excess. When you're given the opportunity, we will take that mile. You give us that inch, we'll take miles in, they'll take kilometers up. So, dude set up a sting operation, people are caught, and people have always been caught before and after. You know, I talked about Miranda Rice Oilbag, which, you know, were never read to me, but that is neither here nor there. So at first I was very pissed at this man, like, wow, why would you just play with my freedom like that? Like, you know, we exist in Kenya where if you're caught with 10 grams, that is, you know, you can go to jail for a maximum of 7 years. 7 years is a lot. Like, ukijitoa now, 7 years ago, you were still a child with basically no fears, just hope, living fully on hope. Then when you grow, you develop fears and phobias and maybe, you know, a drive to push you far away from them or to pull you closer to that, depending on how you move. With that being said, I am not the phase where I understand it. I believe, like, I realize I do, I have some snitching tendencies, and I'll probably grow up to be one of those old people who snitch on, like, young people in the hood. Not like crazily to, I mean, I see myself calling a cop on a neighbor. Like, if you're having a party every day, and I'd be like, bro, like, I don't care what happens inside your house, but the moment it leaves your house and starts coming to my house, it's now, you know, some other shit. So I was just like, and, you know, you don't have to live in a neighborhood. Sometimes when I complain, there are champagne problems. You, kuna mtu, your proximity ya jirani ni wasa. I remember living in plot somewhere. And by the way, this is moving kwa ploti, ule msi akona bike ndio pedi, so yutu ni FYI. If you needed information, usizunguke tu hapo umezuba, unajitupa kwa dance crazy. Kafra tu msi akona bike, anaendesha hapo, ni pedi. But also depends on the type of food you're in. Ukijipata gated community, that's just a person with a hobby. Anyway, so I was living in these flats, And we had, you know, some people, when they're having a good time, being quiet is difficult. Now, music was always fine when you have that loud. That loud was allowed to be loud. But sa kuna ile ndoro zingine zopigwa makizani. This shorty was one of the best screamers I've ever had. Now, I'm one of those people who doesn't, I don't really care if you make a noise or not. As long, like, I'm very selfish and generous at the same time. Like, my generosity applies to the things I'm willing to do. But my selfishness comes to, like, the experience. As much as it is a shared experience, I am trying to enjoy my share of that experience as much as possible. So, as long as I got there, even if you faked or pretended, if I did, it's already a good day for me. Now, you joining me will be a bonus. We two people will be happy. But as long as I'm happy, I'm there. See, tumesema maisha ni kuishi. You have to live for yourself. You can't always live for others. Unless you go to Liverpool or some shit. Yeah, but, you know, these are just ramblings and mumblings of the black Aristotle. The same way you just see a marabou stock patched up on a roof on a shangri-la. Does this shit even have words? Like, I saw a video of a man just talking at the marabou stock in the street. How do you even catch such a big bird? What sequence of decisions lead to that being the option? Because we all see them. We all see them around. But now what leads to, okay, let me catch that. And after catching it, what's next? Are you going to eat it? Do you want its eggs? What are you willing to eat? Are you willing to eat the marabou stock or just its eggs? If that was your choice, if those were the choices you had, boom, niambia hapo kwa comments, mazee, ama mni DM or some shit. Maybe I'll even post it to my story, mnipatie jibu. What are you actually willing to eat? The marabou stock or just the egg? Ama kuna wale wa both. Unangoja itage alafu unaikula na mayai. Una chase mayai na nyama. If there's a group of people that fascinate me, ni critics. Critics always, especially art critics. Well, first of all, tuanze na food critics. Food critics wa Kenya ni scammers. All food critics in Kenya are just scammers. Especially those you see on TikTok or Instagram. Sijui if they always served ile chakula iko kwa website. Because I was seeing reviews, but obviously, again, Kenyans are just natural born haters. But I was just seeing reviews on restaurants because, you know, people can still write reviews. And people go to this, you know, like, as life is, if you show people a good time, they always want to join. Even to manga dating tip ya wanaume. If you want to attract females, if you want to attract girls, you have to show them what you're doing, like, you know, depending on the type of girls you want. As EJT, young people, you just have to show them you're always outside. At least una post be a moja weekly, you like zinawaka differently. You always find somebody who is interested. So there's always that. So with these food influencers, or food critics, they call them, there's no difference at all. Obviously, their aim is to eventually, you know, eat for free in as many places as possible, which is, you know, a good aim to have. If you can eat for free, you've solved one of your, you know, life's problems. You've at least worked hard to get food for free. Because, you know, that is why you work. You look at your needs and you decide which needs are, you know, basic. Then you look for money and, you know, satisfy them. But people have been going after all these food TikTokers, you work like, y'all are selling us what is not there. Mtutamanisha experience, tunaenda huko. Tunatoka na very different scenarios. But again, in the experience of the individual, like we might be the same place and one of us is uber excited, is uber happy, and the other person just hates it. Like, we've all been on dates where you'll take out somebody, somebody will take you out. Which has happened, somebody took me out on a date and I was like, wow, this is like a good place for a date, but it is not my type of thing, I guess. Like, it's weird when the decision to take somebody out happens. Do you decide where, obviously you decide where they'd like to be because, you know, you want to impress them and shit. But how much do you weigh that with where you'd like to be? It's a very fine balance. Yeah, as long as there's a screen that shows football. I can bear with it. Yeah, I'm weird like that, man. I'm weird. My brain sometimes just wanders off to sport all the time. I guess I just love athletes because to me, they are the epitome of dedication. Like, these are a group of people or somebody who dedicated themselves to this one thing. They have done it for mostly, it's always 10 years. By the time they're even 20, they've been just running these 100 meters. I've got to keep up a straight line for 10 years. Yeah. Now I'm going to make it to like an Olympic or some international competition somewhere. Yeah, so that's why I always like athletes, really, because, you know, their stories are always, you know, those of dedication and commitment to a cause. But it's a daily thing. Everything you do all the time is just in commitment to that one cause, whether it works out or not. You know, athletes are like that. Kenya, we have rugby players who are part-time worker, like I'm saying, accountant, general, who's a rugby. Every day, vlana kula, vlana lala, is for rugby. You just work because, you know, you need to survive and live and maintain yourself in life, because otherwise, if we had the same rules as animals, they saw there's an increase of people living with their parents well into their 30s. Which is always not good when, you know, your parents hear that, because they start looking at you funny, and they're like, so are you planning? No, I'm not planning to live here. Even if it was up to me, I'd move out today, right now, at this moment. If it was all of us, because we've somehow attached distance and space from, I want to say those who are responsible for us as freedom, but independence, I guess, is just a weird thing, because we've attached our sense of freedom and independence to a lot of vices, for lack of a better word. And with vices, there's guilt, because vice is a social perception. Whatever your society considers as a vice, you like that, but you want to like it, you know, without judgment. And, you know, you can't live without being judged. Everyone judges you all the time, and, you know, sometimes you feel like it's better to be judged by strangers or people you don't really care about. It's funny how we choose, like, whose opinion to care about, and how the opinion trickles down to everyone else around us. But somehow we make these decisions once, and we live by them. And I've been troubling a lot about nothing. Like, mtu anangoza kusikia, what exactly am I talking about? Utazoea. Skiza dojonosi, utazoea. And these are always ramblings in my mind. I've not sat down like this for a very long time, for reasons unbeknownst to me. I mean, niko na kiti, niko na microphone, but maybe nilikwenda kufeel kama mwenye kiti kwanza. Yeah, this is basically my journal or diary. I listen to this one day when I'm old and hopefully wise, obviously successful. And I'll be trying to even listen how much I believed in what I was saying. It's always a very interesting thing, I guess. Anyway, beautiful people, Manze, that was just some shithousery from me. It was a good morning today, so I guess if you enjoyed that episode, thank you. If you didn't, I promise there'll be better ones next time. I promise I'll try at least. Mukizisikia, these episodes, I believe, sound better. Each episode sounds better than the previous. And I always leave you with what is going to eventually, hopefully, become my tagline, if I remember to say it enough times. Don't go changing, and be who you can afford to be. Yeah, so thank you for listening. You can like, share, subscribe, or not. I don't really care, as long as you listened. Yeah, so until next time, have a nice. You're 14, you got another one. Tupande jet, hope huna motion sickness, mina die uwe wet. Let's take a peek, pale kwa beach, saniki set. Mindi your trend setter, nataka kuget pesa, applying to more pressure.